Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best-looking, smartest, and, of course, most humble fellow I know.
And, of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge heartiness smooth.
Welcome back. We're celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Can't have too many smooches, folks. That's just all there is to it. I require them. I require smooches. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the mayhem around here and the chaos, too. I'm glad you're here. Sarah Heiner's here. She's one of our favorite folks in the Brain Trust. President and CEO of Bottom Line Publications. Give us the website again, Sarah.
BottomLineInc.com. It's your pathway to the blogs, the information, the store, the brain book, the yearbook, and the subscribing to Bottom Line Personal.
Folks, you got to hang out with these folks, especially Sarah, and you will thank me later, I promise you. It happens all the time. All right, so Sarah, let's talk about heartburn drugs. I know you guys reported on that this week. Now, let me ask you a question. Let's make sure we spread this out a little bit. When you say heartburn, are you including reflux in that?
I am including all that stuff, yes.
Reflux, indigestion,
really
heartburn, all that.
All that, because it's not really a business topic, except that as a business owner,
A
boss, I will bet that your listenership eats that stuff like candy.
Well, I have had reflux. I went for almost all my life with a galvanized gut. I mean, nothing bothered me. I could eat anything, anytime of day or night. Well, I got a little older, right? I got of a certain age, and I started having some reflux at night. And so I started taking some stuff, and I took a few pills. But you know what? Then I said, wait a minute. I don't have to take the pills if I just change what I eat. And
uh-huh.
You know what? That's what I did.
Well, that's what you need to do when you're smart, because guess what? Those people that are suppressing their stomach acid on a regular basis, because you look at the commercials and they go, take one pill and eat meatball hoagies, right?
Mm-hmm.
On an ongoing basis, if you suppress your stomach acid, you're at increased risk for hip fracture, rotting jaw, pneumonia.
Wow.
Yes.
Rotting jaw?
Yes, even depending on rotting jaw.
I don't want that.
Jaw necrosis. Basically, the bones rotting out.
Wow.
If you're on, if you take the what are called the PPIs, the proton pump inhibitors, Prilosex, Nexiums, you're at risk for heart disease.
Hmm.
So, this is bad stuff. Your stomach acid does a job, right? It not only breaks down your food, it allows you to absorb the nutrients. If you don't have stomach acid, if you suppress acid with all these things, you might not have acid pain, but you're not absorbing your nutrients. Your bones rot. If you don't have stomach acid to kill the germs that are on the food that you eat, because there's germs everywhere, right? It's the weirdest thing. There's germs. There's germs on your hand.
Right.
You eat a hamburger,
right?
And there's germs that go into your body. Your stomach acid kills those germs.
Mm-hmm.
Without it, your body is vulnerable.
You're upsetting the flora and the fauna of your system, aren't you?
Huge. Totally.
Yeah.
Right. It's one of the most dangerous drugs. They make it sound like it's nothing, but it's everything, and everybody.
Well, there are instructions to say don't take this regularly, but then the next thing you know, you hear where people say you can take this all the time. I never liked the idea of it, and so what I have identified over the last 2 years or so, I've identified what my stomach doesn't like when I go to sleep, and I don't eat those things at night.
Well, that's very smart. You read my article.
I don't have reflux anymore.
Well, the other interesting thing, actually, is that as we get older, we produce less stomach acid.
Mm-hmm.
So, ironically, taking digestive enzymes, I've taken digestive enzymes for years because my stomach has always been my sensitive place. By taking additional acid, it helps you digest your food more efficiently, and so that it's not, I'll call it, rotting in your stomach and creating this gas that then pops up your throat. So there are a few things. Reflux also. So if you consider taking digestive enzymes, papaya enzymes, you can get them in the health food store.
What about Pepto Bismol? I live by Pepto Bismol, and I don't think
that's not an acid suppressant.
It's a coating.
That's a coating, and if that will help heal the irritation that's in your stomach. But if there's irritation and inflammation there, then what's going on. You want to calm that piece
but
of
But
it.
My point is right? if I'm worried about a little reflux, if I've made a mistake or something happened, you know, somebody's mother made me eat some pasta late at night for whatever reason, I can drink a little Pepto-Bismol. It fixes it.
You can have a little Pepto-Bismol. You could have a little just water with baking soda will mm-hmm. also. They're kind of like the old plop, plop, fizz, fizz.
Little Jack Daniels might do it, too. You never know.
No, Jack Daniels will not do it. A couple
okay.
other things, actually. Calcium right. supplements.
It's old number
calcium
seven.
Supplements,
old number seven, a little Coke. That'll fix it right. Hey, Sarah, I need your website again, please.
We have so much information on this at bottomlineinc.com. It's a pet peeve of mine.
Check it out.
And it's killing us.
It's hurting, folks. I don't want rotted jaw, folks. I'm going to take your advice. Sarah, we love you. Take care. Good job. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim.
Sarah Heiner, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.